While catching some rays on a warm spring day, the priest was sitting directly behind a statue of the Blessed Mother in the parish yard. The parish school was just letting out, and little Janie came by and stopped in front of the statue. "Oh, Virgin Mary," she prayed, "can I bring Susie to the parish picnic in June? She's not a Catholic, you know, but she's my best friend." Unseen, the priest listened intently to the girl's plea. Then he spoke from behind the statue in his deep voice, "I'm sorry, but the picnic is for parishioners only." Little Janie was undaunted. "You be quiet, Jesus," she said crossly. "I'm talking to your mother." Today we celebrate the great feast day of our Blessed Mother, the Mother of God and the mother of each one of us, the feast day of the Immaculate Conception. This is a very important feast day for us in the United States because Our Lady, under the title of the Immaculate Conception, is patroness of the Americas, patroness of North America, South America, and Central America. So this is our patronal feast day for our country. And we need our Blessed Mother's intercession more than ever in this day and age. We have our beautiful Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. Many of you have been there. Try to visit during Advent and Christmas when it's so beautifully decorated for this holy season. This feast day of the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother was defined on December 8th in the year 1854. And what's interesting is that a few years before that, Our Lady herself appeared in Paris, France, at Rue des Bacs, at the Shrine of the Sisters of Charity at the convent. And there she manifested and showed the miraculous medal image to St. Catherine Laboure and told her to have these medals made. And around the medal is the prayer, "O Mary conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." The Blessed Mother said, "Wear this medal, and if you wear it when it's blessed and wear it with confidence, you will receive great graces." And pretty soon, there were healings and conversions and returns to the sacraments for people who wore the medal of the Immaculate Conception. That was the name of the medal of the Immaculate Conception. There were so many miracles, within a few years, it became known as the Miraculous Medal because of all the miracles that God would work through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. That was in 1830 in Paris. Then 1854, the definition of the Immaculate Conception was defined by the Pope, even though it had been believed for thousands of years. It was officially defined in 1854. And then Our Lady appeared again in 1858, just 4 years later, at Lourdes in southern France. And there Our Lady told Bernadette, when she said, "Who are you?" Mary said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." That was the name that Our Lady chose. "I am the Immaculate Conception." So what does that mean when we say that Our Lady is immaculately conceived? It means that at the very first moment of her life, at the instant when she was conceived in her mother's womb, her mother was Saint Anne, her father Saint Joachim, at the moment that Our Lady was conceived, she was preserved free from original sin. God did not allow even one instant of original sin to taint her soul. That's why Wordsworth calls her our tainted nature's solitary boast. That's what Our Lady was. She was preserved from original sin at the very moment of her conception in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. It was a special grace due to the foreseen merits of Jesus Christ, his passion, death, and resurrection, applied to Mary at the moment that she came to life, at the moment of her conception. Our Lady then did not need to be baptized. She had no original sin. We need to be baptized because we are born into this world and conceived in original sin. Baptism washes away original sin. With our Blessed Mother, she was inoculated. She was, in a sense, vaccinated from original sin. It never tainted her body or soul, even for an instant. It was nothing that she merited. It was a free gift of God. Due to the foreseen merits of Jesus Christ applied to her at the Immaculate Conception when she began her life. Why then does she call God her Savior in the Magnificat? She says, "My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." How could Mary say that when she had no sin? The answer is, you can be saved from sin in two ways, before or after, by anticipation or after the fact. We're saved from sin after the fact, when we're baptized, when we go to confession, when we receive the sacraments. The grace of God washes away our sins. But you can also be saved by the grace of God by anticipation. A good example is if you were drowning in quicksand and somebody pulled you out of quicksand. They saved you from the quicksand. But if they caught you before you fell in, they saved you from the quicksand. Mary was saved from original sin before she fell into it. See, that's why Mary could say, "My soul rejoices in God, my Savior." So, yes, Mary was redeemed by Christ and redeemed most perfectly. We're redeemed after the fact, Mary by anticipation. This was predicted in the Old Testament when God told the devil that he would place enmity between him and the woman. The woman, of course, would be our Blessed Mother. Between her seed and your seed, the seed of Mary is Christ, and they shall crush thy head. Total enmity means complete separation. So Mary was never, even for an instant, under the domain of Satan. She had complete enmity, complete separation from Satan. And then in today's gospel, the angel Gabriel says to Mary, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." The word "full of grace" in the Greek New Testament is a very special word, only used one time in the entire Bible. The word is kacheritomene, which means "you who have been perfected in grace." This word indicates an action done in the past, completely perfect, with an ongoing tense. So Mary, the angel Gabriel said, "You who have been perfected in God's grace, you are full of grace." That is a very good scriptural evidence for the Immaculate Conception, that Mary would have no sin. So what should we do today to honor our Blessed Mother? Well, of course, some things I would recommend is, first of all, wear her miraculous medal, wear the medal of the Immaculate Conception, and often say that prayer around the medal, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." You can say that prayer many times a day. I'd also recommend, again, trying to go down to the shrine in D.C. and visit the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. I'd also recommend going to the Grotto of Our Lady of Lourdes up in Emmitsburg, Maryland. 1 hour away from here is the Shrine of Our Blessed Mother, the National Shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes. And it was in Lourdes that Our Lady said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." So you can go to Emmitsburg and visit this beautiful shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes. I'd also recommend that you get involved in the pro-life movement and realize that this is, I think, the greatest feast day for us who respect the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception until natural death. Life begins at conception. Why do we know that? Because we're celebrating the feast of the Immaculate Conception. 9 months from now, we'll celebrate Our Lady's birthday, September 8th. On December 25th, we'll celebrate Christmas. What do we celebrate 9 months before? The Incarnation, the Annunciation, when Jesus' life began in Mary's womb. So if Jesus' life began at the moment of conception and Mary's life began at the moment of conception, according to the sacred liturgy of the Church, then your life began at conception. My life began at conception. And everyone's life begins at conception. So we should always respect the sanctity of human life at every stage, beginning at the moment of conception. And don't forget to pray for our country. Pray for the upcoming elections within the next year. Pray that we elect candidates that will most closely respect the sanctity of all human life from the moment of conception until natural death. So we honor our Blessed Mother today. We consecrate ourselves to her by praying the Holy Rosary, by making the Montfort consecration, by belonging to her organizations like the Legion of Mary and the Knights of Columbus, and try to honor her, because the more we honor our Blessed Mother, the more we honor her Son, Jesus Christ. If somebody paid your mother a compliment, wouldn't you accept that as a beautiful compliment? If we honor a person's mother, we're truly honoring them. So the more we honor our Blessed Mother, the more we honor her Son, Jesus Christ.